It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, baby.
Snap out of it. What, a hot older woman made you feel her cans? Stop crying like a little girl, jackass. What were they like anyway? They look pretty good. Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What'd you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboating son of a bitch. You old sailor, you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. 877-365-3636. That's our phone number. You can AOL instant message us anytime you want at Mike O-W-J-F-K. Send us an email at omara@wjfk.com. Mm-hmm. And go to our website, MikeOMaraShow.com, to see those fabulous pictures. You saw the pictures of the Buzz Babes up there?
Very nice. Sure. Very impressive.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. We are going to speak with Dick Morris here in a second and then continue with your phone calls and playing your iPod sucks. So far, one winner, right?
Yes, one winner.
Yeah, that's all.
And it's kind of like winning. It's winning Wednesday, so we should have a big
Wednesday,
winner today.
Mike. So. It's called Wednesday.
Wednesday. That's what we do. So it should be a lot of fun. Tomorrow, we are going to be taking a little hiatus. We will be back 1 week from Monday. And where are you going, Rob? You going down to the beach?
Eastern Shore with my father, yeah.
Buzz, you're going to Kansas?
To see my father.
Very good. What's the temperature out in Kansas next week?
About 1,000.
It always is.
Is it a dry heat? I recall it being humid
there. No, it is humid. Hot and humid. Yeah. I don't know what the weather is currently, but it's generally like that.
Katie is in here with us right now. And Katie, I do want to apologize because I don't remember exactly how the dream went last night. Mm. But it was just very brief. And all I remember was Beth Ann calling me and for some reason saying, we need to fire Katie. And I all I remember in the dream was I was having a discussion. Well, you and Katie are very good friends.
Why?
I'm like, what's going on and stuff like that. And the reason that I had that dream was because I spent some time with my buddy Jerky of the Renegade Pigs.
Right.
You know, the guy, the motorcycle guy that's the cop. And he was talking about you.
Okay.
He was talking about you quite a bit. So that's why it happened. So I hope I didn't upset you too much with that.
No. At first, I didn't realize you said it was a dream. Mm-hmm. And I all I heard was Beth Ann called and asked me to fire Katie.
Tell me about your dream, Anna.
We're not going to let it happen, Katie.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
That's right. Because I don't, you know, Katie is a very delicate flower, and I would not want to upset her in any way at all. But, you know, it's just something that popped into my head. You know how dreams work? Sometimes you remember them. Yeah. Sometimes you don't remember them. I mean,
was
that's
I wearing clothes?
You know, it was not even, it was not a dream that even manifested itself in picturing people.
It was a phone call dream, maybe even.
I'm not familiar with them. Where I mean, I don't remember looking at anybody. I just remember talking to somebody, and that was it. I think maybe it was bad Pinot Noir. I think that's exactly what it was. It might have been a bad grape
wine
that I
and the power of suggestion.
Like, you know, I say that to Katie, and Katie looks at me like I'm being serious.
Mm-hmm. Like, really?
It is serious to her.
Maybe you shouldn't do that
anymore. Well, mostly because, I mean, is there a bad Pinot Noir?
Oh, there's bad, yes. Yes, we had an engineer named Nick Rosanoff who made bad wine all the time.
Did he make his own wine?
Enough of the padding. Beth Ann, is this guy coming on or not? Otherwise, I'm diving back into the iPods. Seriously.
iPod game. Everybody loves it.
How about in the headphones, the little monitor that we like to get all the time? Now I'm looking at the line. Is Joe Artinger's making his way back into the studio?
He's back. She's trying to get him. He just called, or she called him. He was going to call back, and now he's MIA.
Okay. All right. So
could be coming up any second.
All right. We're going to wait and see what happens. They just put somebody on hold here. I'm going to see if that's him.
That could be exciting.
Just wait and see if we can talk to Mr. Morris, then get back to our iPod, find out if he has an iPod.
That is a good question.
I bet he would know if Mr. Clinton had an iPod.
All I want to, I need a call, you know, to a 10 second notice. I'm starting to get a little flustered here. Mm-hmm. Really. Beth Ann, yes or no? I'm making the call in 10 minutes.
10 seconds.
He's there.
He's ready.
Okay. Yeah. Like I should have known all along. All right. Let's go to Dick Morris, and he is the author of, here's the title, folks. Get ready for this. Fleeced. How Barack Obama, media mockery of terrorist threats, liberals who want to kill talk radio, the do-nothing Congress, companies that help Iran and Washington lobbyists for foreign governments are scamming us, and what to do about it. Dick, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry for the phone tag.
Oh, that's okay. No problem at all. We're just, you know, it's the last day before vacation, and we're all in 30 different directions. And here's the nature of this program. I'm going to give you a little profile of all of us here. We kind of get politically active, but yet we don't. I think we're kind of normal. We're not necessarily the most well-read group of people in the world, but we have very strong opinions. And, you know, as far as you're concerned, this is exactly how this went down. Beth Ann comes to me and says, "Would you like to have Dick Morris?" I said, "Yeah, I've heard about Dick Morris. He's got, you know, he's got quite a track record in Washington. Let's get him on the show." I'm not sure I agree with the guy, and you know, I think I might not like the guy based on the way he's been portrayed in the media. But then I dig a little deeper, and when I dig a little deeper, I find out
layers.
I don't know what the hell's going on with you. I don't know whose side you're on. It's hard to tell. Even when you look at the title of your book, you would say, "Well, this guy's a Barack Obama hater," but then you kind of read what you have to say, and that's not necessarily true. So I'll ask you my first question right out of the box, Dick, is, you know, whose team are you on? It's hard to tell. I know you're on Fox a lot.
I'm going to vote for John McCain.
You okay?
But I feel, and there are positive things and negative things about Barack Obama, and I hate both parties equally. I'm an independent. But I do feel that what's happening now is that the Republicans are charging the Cape War. They're going after what Reverend Wright said and what Wesley Clark said and what Michelle Obama said.
Right.
So what we do in this book is we really talk about what Barack Obama says. And one of the major things that McCain is inexplicably not talking about is that Obama's plan for health care involves covering all 15 million illegal immigrants with federally subsidized health insurance.
So you're talking about kind of a standard, it's kind of a standard right-wing argument that you hear about Barack Obama as far as the coverage for the illegal immigrants. And your concern is that McCain is not attacking Barack Obama on that level. He's not going to issues, which I think could be argued on the other side, too. I mean,
it's never been said that Barack Obama will cover illegal immigrants. He hasn't. His plan says it, but nobody has talked about it. Right now, illegal immigrants get no benefits in the United States at all. They don't get welfare. They don't get unemployment insurance, worker comp, or any of that. They are just that illegal. The only services they get is their children can go to school, and if they show up at emergency room half dead, they get immediate medical care.
Okay.
What he would do is extend to them the full panoply of health insurance benefits that members of Congress get, which is the best policy there is.
Well, Dick, I'd love to, hold on a second. I don't mean to interrupt you, but for the purposes of this show, I want to really deal in the game, okay? And when I say the game, and that's why I wanted to talk to you, you've been an insider and in the political game for a very long time. As a realist and a bit of a cynic from what I've read that you've written, you can't expect these discussions really to get very deep in American politics, because as each year goes by, we are dealing more and more and more with the superficial. Now, your book, if somebody wants to take the time to pick it up and read it, you make your case for these different things that Obama's going to do, but you can't really expect the election to take on a tone of dealing with serious issues. It doesn't happen anymore.
I absolutely do.
Do you expect John McCain will do that at some point during this election?
I absolutely do. We better. You know, the issue here is not so much a theoretical issue of do we want these people to be covered, and it's not even a question of do we want to pay for it, even though it's $100 billion a year. There are only so many doctors to go around, and you're not going to expand the number of doctors. The supply remains about the same.
Well, let me do this.
Let me just say what I was going to say.
All right, go ahead.
That you're telling a 78-year-old American citizen who has high blood pressure and is obese and might be a diabetic, no, you can't have this bypass surgery because we have to use the OR for this 37-year-old illegal immigrant.
Yeah, but what you're doing is taking that to the extreme. You're taking it to the extreme. And
they do in Canada. That's exactly what happens.
But what I'm saying is you're taking it to the extreme. And as the average voter, as somebody who, I'll tell you, as somebody who supports Barack Obama, I'm going to give it to you the way I perceive it. When I, as just the Joe average guy out on the street, I see a guy that is saying some things that I like to hear, okay? And when I'm looking at this, I'm hearing, bring the country together. Not throw out some of this divisiveness that we've had for years and years and years. Not necessarily have the same political discourse where your attack ads are on every other night. That's what I'm enjoying. With all due respect, when I hear the details of someone that's saying, you know, if we're going to do this with the immigrants, I realize that there are checks and balances, and that you might say in the
Democrats in the Senate there won't be. You'll have a massive Democratic Congress that
hello.
They're going to win Virginia and a whole lot of other states, and they're not going to be checks and balances.
Well, the checks and balances, you've seen the way it's worked on the other side, and don't you think it's time for maybe a fresh start to get some new blood in there? I mean, really, where are we right now? I've never been, as an adult, I'm 49 years old, I have never felt this way about the economy of the United States.
Mike, it's something to argue with me, which is cool, but let me at least speak.
Okay, go ahead. All right.
These are not details. There are three policies of Barack Obama that are horrific. I love what the guy stands for. I love his symbolic meaning.
Okay.
I think if he's elected, the whole world will gasp in admiration. I think it'll be a role model for African-American kids. I think all of that, and I write it in the book. But if you cover all illegal immigrants in health care, you're going to have the same problem in Canada, which is people can't get health care because there aren't enough doctors. Number two, he's going to double the tax on capital gains. We cut the tax under Clinton, and that's how we balance the budget. If you double the tax on capital gains, your capital, which is already leaving the U.S. because of the weak dollar and the low interest rate, is going to fly out of here.
All right, and I'm going to let you say one more, but then let me respond to it at least.
Under the page, you've got all day in this show, man. I'm just saying what I say in the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
And on the issue of the Patriot Act, right now, when we are investigating a terrorist group, we can keep it secret for months. Obama introduced legislation to require us to notify them within 7 days, which will make the investigation almost impossible. It'll follow the same rules as an IRS investigation. So it's the policies of what this guy is planning to do, not him and not what he symbolizes, that I dislike, and that's what I...
And are you there? Your phone seems to be. Can you walk over near the window, Dick? Because we're having trouble hearing you with that cell phone. Are you there?
Breaking up a little.
Yeah, I'm at a window.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right. I hear everything you said, and I'm not going to argue policy papers with you because I'm frankly. Are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, very good. I'm not going to argue that with you because I'm not qualified, and I'll make no secret about that. I will tell you that reading some of the articles, you talk about the fact that you make predictions. That's what you do. You come from the polling background where you've worked for a lot of different political campaigns, and you've made some good calls, some bad calls, in your career. My question is, the rap that I hear on Dick Morris, this is the standard rap, is that, this comes out of this anti-left-wing book comes out of kind of a grudge against the Clintons. What do you say to that when people say that?
Well, the Clintons have nothing to do with it.
I know. Now it's Obama, but it kind of was born out of that whole thing.
No, they're not running. If you want to know my ideology, I'm a German kind of Democrat.
Okay.
Or a McCain Republican. It's about an inch between the two of them.
Right.
But what I'm saying, which is important with this book, is act in it and see what we say about what he'll do, and also about the way the media downplays terrorist threats, and also about the releasing people from Guantanamo who then go out on the battlefield and shoot at our soldiers again. And also there's some liberal stuff. We go after credit card overcharges. We go after the hedge fund people that don't pay any taxes.
Go after Halliburton.
Well, yep, we have a whole chapter going after Halliburton.
That's good. That's good.
Talking about all the money and talking about Cheney's conflicts of interest there that are legion and he's covering up. And the only people that got in trouble with the Halliburton overcharges is the whistleblowers.
One of whom
was locked up in prison and interrogated like he was a terrorist.
All right, let me ask you, what I'd like to do is if you put on your prognosticator hat, because I do, I have gone to your website, read a lot of your stuff there, and I do like what you do with the Electoral College and all that. First of all, before we get into this election, what is the future? What do you see as the future for Hillary Clinton? Do you think she's definitely going to run again?
Well, if Obama wins, I don't think she can run for president again. I think she'll basically be the liberal lodestar that people sort of set their compasses by, and I think that's an important role.
When you do your electoral,
a good job there.
When you do your Electoral College website, and if it sounds like I'm interrupting, Dick, it's because your phone is just horrible and it's dropping out. The Electoral College website that you have there, are you throwing darts or is there some kind of formula? Because I tried to see if there was a formula where you looked at
it. Yeah, there is.
Okay.
I think that right now Obama would win the election if it were held today. Mm-hmm. I think McCain is sleepwalking his way through. I think Obama has a very good chance of taking away a lot of Republican southern states by increasing black registration. And I think that McCain has a shot at taking away some of the Democratic industrial states by exploiting lower blue-collar people's fears about Obama.
Mm-hmm. So if everything was equal.
But I think when you put it together, unless McCain revs his campaign up a little bit, you're going to have Obama as president. And in any case, you'll have an overwhelmingly Democratic Congress.
Now, you mentioned, you write actually, that Bill and Hillary are doing the good cop, bad cop with Obama. But does that
right.
really work when Obama has all the poker chips right now? I mean, does that even matter at this point?
No. They have a big poker chip, which is will Bill Clinton campaign for Obama? Hillary has to because she has to get well with the Democratic base, the black and young people who she alienated during the campaign. But Bill is kind of sulking in his tent, and what he's bargaining for is to get a lot of that loan that they made to their own campaign repaid. They lent their own campaign $12 million, and they're out $12 million, and they need Obama's assistance in raising that.
Now, you mentioned that Hillary was helped by the, and I agree with you completely on this, she was helped in the primaries by the racism of many high school educated white men. I agree. How will that play out in November when it's McCain against Obama?
Well, I think those people that voted for Hillary had to choose between racism and sexism, and they chose racism and voted against Obama. And Obama is still black, and I think a lot of them are going to vote for McCain. But I don't think that's going to be enough to offset the Democratic trend in the country and the increased registration and turnout among young people and blacks.
Dick, I
got to get going in a second. But
Yeah. Buzz had one question about Bill Clinton. Is his endorsement even worthwhile? I mean, does it matter with all the, you know, with him having all the problems he had during the primary season?
How meaningful? How so?
Very important. He's still the most popular politician in the country.
And do you have an iPod, sir?
Yes.
Because we're playing Your iPod Sucks on the show today, and we're arguing about our iPod, so it's a lot of fun.
What's your favorite song on your iPod, Dick?
Stuck on You.
Stuck on You, very nice.
I know that dates me.
That's
all right. Elvis song?
Dick Morris, listen, get up next time. We'll give you more time to chat.
You'll
get a better cell phone, and we'll have you on for a little while longer. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on this show. Oh God.
Yeah.
The cell phones kill me.
That was
a
challenge.
It's so difficult to talk to a guy about that. You know, and when it gets to policy, I had like 30 more questions to ask the guy.
I know.
It's just, you can't do it when somebody's on a bad cell phone. So get Joe back in here. I want to do one more round of the iPods before we do that.
Clear
our
palate
cleanser.
Yes.
Joe Ardinger, come back into the studio.
Joe,
come right in here. And Rob, fire one up right now. We'll go to the phones and we'll do it. Let's go to Martinsburg, Virginia.
Oh.
No, not a doobie wabuzz.
You met an iPod.
Where do you end up on that guy after all that?
I didn't like him.
He's slippery.
It does sound like he switched teams, and I don't trust
Well,
that.
This is a guy that's worked for the Clintons. He also worked for Trent Lott. He's worked for a lot of international organizations.
Right.
But, you know, the rap on this book is that it's the standard stuff that you would hear coming out of a Republican campaign. Right. There's nothing wrong with that. Where I wanted to get him, I wanted to change the discussion and get him on that prognosticator page where he's predicting. You go to his website, and it's fascinating. He's got the whole Electoral College broken down. With previous elections and what he thinks is going to happen in the election this fall. That's what I wanted to talk about.
I'd
you
like
know,
to.
Because really, for my purposes, I'm sorry, this audience, getting into the details about how many immigrants are going to be covered medically is not, you know, that's I don't think that's what people are thinking
it's
about
not
right
connect,
now.
What I wonder,
think people are thinking about, hey, maybe we do need some change, or no, we don't need some change.
What I wonder is if someone makes such a fast shift to the other team, was he ever on the first team to begin
with?
Or is he just in this business of politics?
You don't know. And, you know, and unfortunately, really, when the cell phone is going up every third time, and then I'm saying, you know, it was tough.
Yeah, hard to catch him in a lie when he's like that.
That's very frustrating. You know, maybe that's the key. If you ever want to be slippery, you get a bad cell phone.
What?
Matt Martinsburg, Virginia, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys
doing? Are you ready to play the iPod game before we go to commercial here?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Back in. Back with the fun, ladies and gentlemen. And I kind of apologize for that Dick Morris thing because, you know.
Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew it would be a bad
Nobody
cell phone?
Nobody knew, Mike.
Let's listen to this. We're all bopping our heads up and down.
Kind of like it.
All right.
Oh, no, Katie.
Oh, stop
Katie
the song.
Stop.
Hold on. Katie, all right. Katie, you don't like that song.
Explain yourself.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds... sounds
Rob, would you like to explain
very
to her who it is?
Disco.
Well, wouldn't the guest have to guess who it is?
Well, whose iPod it is. I'm talking about the song.
It's Styx.
It's Styx.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Styx.
You don't like
Styx,
man?
So much
Styx,
time
man?
On my hands.
Yes, wonderful song. Hey. Whose iPod do you think it is, Matt?
It could be anyone's, but I'm going to give this one to Joe.
Joe Ardinger's iPod. Rob, now you have to share whose iPod is it.
Do you
it
see
is.
What the pink paper says? It says Joe!
Joe!
Another winner!
Joe, are you offended by you feeling old when Katie says that about the
I
old?
I have Styx records for my record.
I have Styx records,
but I just well, you're now.
Oh my God! I don't even know you anymore.
I knew one day he would turn on you as well.
You have Styx records, so you didn't know what that song was. You contradicted yourself,
I'm
Katie.
Sorry.
We are doing a radio
That's
program.
That's one of the better Styx songs.
Try to move past Rob's insult and please defend your position. That's what we're looking for here. You didn't like it, that particular song, or you didn't know it.
Big fan of Styx.
Oh, but you have Styx.
I do.
She does. She has Styx records.
She's been spending too much time with Beth Ann.
That really wasn't an answer, was
and
it?
You aced it, Matt. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt because you guessed right that was Joe's iPod, okay?
Thank you guys very much.
All
Thank
right.
you. Good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that Dick Morris piece was just a little bit dry for my taste.
Uh-huh.
When we come back, we're going to talk porn.
Well, now we're getting somewhere.
And we're going to talk more iPods.
Yay!
With your iPod sucks. And, of course, if Buzz is reviewing porn, then something else sucks as well.
Hey,
we'll be right back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Katie, calm down.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.